Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, thank you for calling. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was calling about some vitamins that I had ordered. And let me see, can I find them?
Okay. Well, may I have your email address, please?
It's whnoxsr@aol.com.
All right. So do you mind spelling that out for me, please?
Excuse me?
Do you mind spelling your email address out for me?
Oh, it's lowercase, whknoxsr@aol.com.
All right. Thank you. All right. I've located this account. Please verify your first and last name.
William Knox, KNOX.
Thank you. And your shipping address, please.
2908 North Poinsett Drive, Florence, South Carolina. Zip code's 29501.
Thank you. I have a phone number, 843-229-2468. Is that a good contact number?
Yes, that's the number I'm calling you from right now.
All right, thank you. I've located this account for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You're receiving that every six boxes. Let me see when the next shipment date is. So how may I help you with this today?
No, I wasn't calling about that. I was calling about the vitamin D3 high potency.
Okay, vitamin D3. I'm not seeing that here. All right, so hang in there 1 second. I'll take a look.
Yeah. Because the Omax, that comes on an auto ship.
Right, right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Omax 3. Also pure Omega 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 second. All right, so I'm showing that the last shipment of the vitamin D was in December. Does that sound about right? I'm not showing any other orders for this. Let me go back. Let me go back to you.
I thought I had it on auto ship.
On the auto ship? Okay, let me take a look.
Because I haven't gotten any.
Right. Do you think that the vitamin D, the last shipment was mid-December? Does that sound about right?
Well, it
was on an auto ship also. But it's showing that the last shipment was in December. So how may I help you with the vitamin D today?
Yeah, I wanted to get that restarted.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I mean, but I haven't gotten anything in a while, and I ran out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No problem. Well, we can do that for you. All right. So I'll need to. We have updated to a new system, and it looks like the Omax 3 is in the new system. So I will add this to the existing subscription. Just let me take a look. Add it to your account. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, how often does the vitamin, the D3 come?
How would you like it to come? It looks like you were on a 6-month subscription last time. So do you want to restart that? I'm trying to see if I can get them around the same time as the Omax. Let's take a look at the Ultra Pure. Let me take a look at that. All right, so the next delivery, we're going to need to order sooner. All right, next delivery for the Ultra Pure is going to be July 10th. Let's add to your order or to your account. Now, have you ever used the Omax Health ordering? Have you went to omaxhealth.com to make any purchases?
No.
Or have you always called in? Okay.
Yeah, always called in.
No problem. All right. Okay, so I'm going to log into your account and let's get that started.
Let me see what card you have on, because I changed my other card. Someone took it, and I think I had to replace it.
Okay.
Let's see what card you have.
Yes, sir. Once I'm able to log in here, I'll be able to give you that information. Okay, so I'm not doing a password, can't be linked. All right, so do you recall if you created a password with the last agent when you ordered that Omax with the Ultra Pure? We generally create the first password for you, and it's usually all lowercase letters, Omax 20. And then they'll ask you to create a new password. So I would have to log in to your account. I tried using our generic, let me try it one more time, our generic password, Omax 20. Yeah, it's telling me incorrect. So sounds like it may have been updated. So 1 second. Are you where you can get to your email account? I was going to reset the password, and then we'll get logged in, and I can place that order for you.
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to send that over now. Reset password. All right, so I've sent you an email. If you'll follow through to reset that password.
Okay, let me. I just went over.
Okay.
Okay, Omax, here we go. I'll see you. Okay, reset your password.
All right, so you would have to provide me with the password, or if you would like to leave it or change it to all lowercase letters, Omax 20. And then once we are off the phone, you can change your password to one that you'll remember easily. If you don't mind, that would probably be the easiest way to do that.
Then I have to go back into this and reset it again?
Not necessarily reset it, but yes, change it. Once we're off the phone, you can change it to one that you'll remember easily for your security. Or you can leave it at Omax 20, but that is a temporary password.
Well, it had to be in all lowercase.
Yes, all lowercase.
How many characters can I have?
Let's see. I believe it's 8.
Oh, only 8? Okay.
I mean, at a minimum, 8.
Oh. All righty, here. I got a new password, but see.
Okay.
So now I need to just set, Omax 20.
Yes, correct. You can set it to Omax 20, all lowercase letters, please. And just let me know once you have completed that.
And then once I do that, then how do I go back in to change the password?
All right. You'll log in with that same OMAX 20 and then go to your account settings to change the password. So I'm going to attempt to log in with the OMAX 20. All right, I'm in there. So, and I'll tell you exactly where to go now that I can look at it. So once you log into omaxhelp.com, there's a little circle head, a little circle blank head to the right.
Oh, I'm looking at the top. Reset your password, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so once we get off the phone, then, yeah, you'll go there and change that. All right, so I'm going to place that order for you. And the good thing about having your own account or you have full access to this account. You can place your order, stop it at any time. I'll go ahead and get this vitamin D in here for you, though. All right. There we go. We have different packages for the vitamin D now, and it's actually a little bit cheaper. So how would you like to receive it? How are you taking it first? Let me ask that. Is it one a day that you're taking?
What's the quantity on the bottle?
Well, they have different counts. They have a 30 count. They have a 90 count. So would you like the 30 count?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm getting. Or the 30 count is one a day. The 90 count, that's 3 months supply.
Right, yes.
Then how much is the 90 count?
All right, so the 90 count is on a subscription $15.96, and I'd turn that to every 3 months. You would only need one bottle of that every 3 months.
And every 3 months, it'll cost me how much?
$15.96.
Oh man!
Right, a little better deal with the new system, yes, sir.
Well, dog, you got anything better than that? You got is that the highest?
That is the highest count for the vitamin D. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Mhm. Oh yeah. Well, let's go with that then.
All right. So I have that at $15.96 delivered every 3 months. Your account will start. So I placed the order today. It should ship out first thing in the morning. All right. I'm going to add it to your cart. All right, and let's look and see what the you ask about a card that was on file.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get there. All right, it doesn't give me that information. It may on your end, but I don't have that, so we would have to enter new card information. It looks like it on for my side. It doesn't store card information.
Okay. Well, I'll give you this card because it's the same.
Okay. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay. Let me scoot up here under some light so I can see.
Okay.
All right. It's 5287. Then 0800.
Mm-hmm.
Then 4187.
All right. The expiration date.
Oh, could you call that number back to me and see if you got
it? Yes, sir. All right. I have 5287-7270-0800-4187.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Expiration date?
2026.
All right. And the three digits from the back?
905.
Thank you. Now, will the billing address be the same as the shipping address?
Yes,
All right. So there's a term to accept. You've ordered a recurring shipment at a discounted rate. You can change, skip, or pause at any time by managing your subscription in your account. Do you agree to those terms?
Yes.
All right. I'll go ahead and have this order placed. It'll bill. It'll bill today and then ship out first thing in the morning. It takes about 7 to 10 days, business days, for you to receive that shipment, and you are not. You're all taken care of for the next 3 months. I have a subscription number whenever you're ready.
All righty, I'm ready.
All right, that number is SH, like S and Sam, H and Harry, dash 140340.
All right.
All right, well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all.
Perfect. Yes, sir. So I'm going to log out of your account. You can continue on and reset that or change your password. Thank you for calling customer support with Omax Health, and you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.